So next up, again, we're going to continue with some poetry slash spoken words. Our first poet is Sayyid Hussein Zaidi from the United States of America. We invite him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala.
Eid Mubahila. What is Eid Mubahila? It is the day a battle between Haq and Batil had happened. A battle between Haq and Batil. The day the truth was shown. The day it was known. The power of the unknown. Listen, O lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, what transpired on Mubahila Day. The Christians and the Prophet were at odds, couldn't come to an agreement. The Christians, their minds were blocked. A command came from the Lord. The one who was right, it would be his reward, and a punishment for one who was on falsehood. The idea of a Mubahila was proposed. The believers knew now the case was closed, and it would be eternal punishment for those who opposed, and it would be eternal punishment on those who opposed. Bring your sons and we'll bring our sons. Bring your women and we'll bring our women. Bring your near ones and we'll bring our near ones. The Prophet then brought his sons, Sayyid al-Shabab, Ahl al-Jannah, Hassan and Hussein. If you think you can compete against them, you're insane. The chief of the youth of paradise, he brought Fatima, Umm Abiha, the mother of her father. He brought Ali, who was truly the rightfully guided Wali. When the Christians saw the sight of the Ahlul Bayt, they realized there was no debate. They realized they had made a mistake. They knew that if they were to enter a Mubahila with them, they would be destroyed and meet that fate. And so with that, they submitted themselves. They submitted themselves to the will of the Prophet, to the will of the Wali. Now think about those who would oppose the Wali of their time. It's an Islamic crime. You must stand up and support the Wali. Never leave him alone. You must make it shown and you must make it known. Taqiyya won't work in this day and age. You must engage. It's a battle between Haq and Batil. On one side, we have the leader of the Ummah, leader of the Muslims, our Rehbar, Sayyid Ali Khamenei. And on the other hand, we have Shaitan and its right hand, the tyrant America. It's up to you to choose. It's up to you to choose. There is no excuse. The world is now black and white. There is no longer gray. You must not go astray. You must not go astray. Follow the leader and let him lead the way. Everything starts from today. Renew your allegiance to the Imam. Stay on the path of how. Stay on the path and stay strong. Fight for what's right and forbid what's wrong. Salawat.